Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Let's talk about goal setting, because goal setting is something that we all know we need in order to take our business to that next level. A lot of us struggle with setting goals. I know it's something that I myself don't actually struggle with anymore, but did for a long time until I worked out this specific framework and applied it to my life. And so I wanted to share it with you. This framework is the framework, exact framework I use to simplify my success for my business. And I also use it in my personal life and everything else. But let's just break it down for you. There's a ton of areas in it, and I'm just going to talk you through it and explain how you can apply this to your business right now. So number one, the first thing we need to look at is what I call a someday goal. Okay, so a someday goal is effectively a goal that you want to achieve at some point. So we all have this idea, and this is to break these down, is that this goal is something that you want to achieve at some point in the future, and that future could be there's no time specific time frame which you're trying to achieve it. So a goal like that could be that you would like to be able to buy a house abroad or whatever that may be. But in your business, it might be that you would like to someday sell your business. This is one I see with mortgage brokers a lot. Someday goal might be that in someday I would like to sell my business. Now, the reason why it's important to understand what a someday goal is that this goal has no time frame. So it has no actual time frame and none that you can really think about. And the reason why it has no time frame is because, and oftentimes, by the way, these someday goals can also be referred to slightly as dreams. Okay, they are more of a dream than a goal. They're more of an ambition. And oftentimes, by the way, this someday goal is the goal that the vast majority of people get stuck in. They think that this is their thing that they're chasing towards, and it's not, because you can't build towards something that you have no fixed way of reaching. You need to know and be able to target and measure towards that goal. So a someday goal is really that dream. And number two is your 5-year goal. Okay, so your 5-year goal is the second one that I would be looking at. So the thing I'd be looking for in this is that, based on your someday goal, what is the one thing that you think you should be working towards within the next 5 years based on that someday goal? Okay, so this is, now you're trying to hit a real target. What is something, the one thing? Now, it's very important, and it's really important that this is just one thing. So one thing that you believe you can reach, the goal that you're trying to reach in order to hit that someday goal. This is, by the way, going to allow us to set much better goals and actions to those goals instead of just having dreams. So what is that one thing that I could reach for in the next 5 years? And that was one of mine. Now, one of mine at that point was actually paying off my mortgage. That was one of the ones I looked at doing, which I was lucky enough to be able to have done. So that was a 5-year goal, and we did it in the 5-year time frame. So it's a similar type of thing. So think about this, the one thing that you want to work towards. So selling your business one day might be something like that, but a 5-year goal is we need to have a certain amount of staff and turning over a certain amount of profit, for example, by this point, by 5 years. So that's something you can work towards, which would then make it more relevant to your someday goal, because it would be something that people would want to actually buy. Brings me on to number three, and number three is your 1-year goal. So this is, what are you trying to do in 1 year that is going to connect to the 5-year? So effectively, based on your 5-year goal, what is something you could do in a year that's going to make you closer to that 5-year goal? And this is probably broken, as you can imagine. It would be yearly goals moving you closer to the 5-year goal, but you just need to focus on one. You don't need to focus on all five, you need to focus on one. And every year you add the next one in and the next one in, which is going to take you closer to that 5-year overall goal, that number two. So again, this is really important to understand that it is one thing. So it's just one thing that you are focusing on. So number four, I call this my Q goal. Okay, now my Q goal would be my quarter goal. Now, what is that one thing that I can focus on in that quarter? So if you think a quarter being 3 months, what is the one thing I can focus on in that quarter of this month, those 90 days, in order to reach that 1 year, and that 1 year to reach that 5 year, and that 5 year to reach someday? You're going to see the pattern here. I talk about this, actually, the framework I use for my quarter goals. I've spoken about it many times in podcasts and in interviews, and I'm sure I'll end up doing an episode here again, but I talk about how I break it up, and it's the slow, smooth, fast structure. But the Q goal is those 90-day goals. And I just like to call them Q goals because it's just business, it's quarter. So what are those four things? So your year is broken into... So that's that one thing that you can do in that quarter that's going to take you closer to that year goal. Obviously, then that moves us into the fifth one. And the fifth one is monthly. With monthly, again, what we'd be doing here is it would be that one thing that you want to do this month in order to move to the Q to the one, to the five, to the someday. This is, you're going to be crazy as we're going through it, which then moves us into number six, which would be then my weekly goal. And we're going to just roll through these just so you understand, and I'll explain how they connect then. So we could look at our weekly goal, and that goal would again be, what is the one thing? And that one thing would be moving to the next one. We would then have my daily goal. My daily goal would be number seven. And this one would be, again, what is the one thing I need to do every single day in order to reach my weekly goal? And then my ultimate one, which is number eight, which would be right now. What is the one thing I can do right now in order to reach my weekly, my daily goal, and things like that? I'll break through as to how it connects, but this is literally how I run my life. And the amount of people who've asked me over the years, how do you create your build awareness? How do you build a following? How do you grow a business? How do you create income? How do you build, simplify your success? It's because you have to boil things down to as simple as this. Effectively, what I've done here on a very wonky thing. It's always happened to me. It's very wonky if people who are watching this. But if you look at what I do, is most people are going to be stuck. Let's get a highlighter so it looks a bit nicer. So most people are going to be stuck in this someday place. This is a dreamer. These are the people who are just living in cloud cuckoo land, and they're just living in there, and they're having fun. They're enjoying it. They're thinking, this is going to be my goal, my life. How many people do you know? I've got friends of mine who literally tell me, I'm going to be a millionaire. What are you doing? You do nothing. You keep flip-flopping between different jobs. You keep flip-flopping between decisions of what you think is going to be good for your business or bad for your business. You're not building anything. You're not creating an audience. You're not trying to build authority. These are those. And by the way, these are those people who tell me, like I said, I'm not sure about whether I should do a personal brand or a business brand because I want to sell my business one day. And then they haven't even gone down. They're not even looking at this thing right now because they're just living in cloud, like cuckoo land. Because many people just have a someday goal and then they focus on right now. And this specific person, if they're doing a someday goal and a right now, that is what I refer to as a reactive person. You're not proactive in your life, you are reactive. Instead, what we want to do is when we break these things down. Now, honest truth with this, when we break these things down, the 5 year goal, is it really relevant? No. The 1 year goal, is it really relevant? Maybe, but maybe not. But what becomes very relevant, we do start to get very relevant here, is these Q goals, monthly goals, weekly goals, daily goals, and 100% the right now is the most important thing. The reason why I say this is because if you're doing this, chances are your goals that you are setting, if you are following it and you are actioning very much, like trying to think, what can I do right now that's going to push me forward to my daily goal? What am I doing today that's going to push me forward to my weekly goal? What am I doing this week that's going to push me forward to my monthly goal? And what am I doing this month that's going to push me to my quarterly goal? Then the chances are your yearly goal and your five-year goal and your someday goal will completely change. Completely change. This is something that me and my wife were speaking about in depth recently, which is that I'm a massive believer of the following statement, which is have very realistic macro goals. I always do this. I have very realistic macro goals. I'm not a believer of people dreaming big. I really don't like that for myself. Nothing wrong with it if you want to do that, but I don't think that. I have very realistic macro goals, meaning that my someday goal, my five-year goal, my one-year goal are always, if I say it to people, they're like, that's really, you can do that today. But, and this is the big, and then you hear people go, you got to believe in yourself. I don't believe in delusion, okay? But what I do believe in, and I massively believe in this, is I believe that I have very realistic macro, meaning large scale goals, but I aggressively go after the micro tasks, the small tasks. In other words, the Q goals, the monthly goals, the weekly goals, the daily goals, and the right now, I aggressively pursue those like my life depends on it. And what happens is when I do that, I'm able to achieve significantly more than my original goal. And I know that people, but because I'm building those skills, and why do I think this is more important than going dream big and go for it? It's because when you dream big, we don't have the capability. It's like looking up to Everest and thinking, I have no idea how I'm ever going to reach it. And this is our problem, I think we have, especially within the mortgage service industry and people who are like, I want to have all these big things. And many of them can't get off the ground of where to find leads. And if you think you're going to sell your business, that's a staff, that's going to be premises, that's going to be automation, systems, processes, you need to build value in the business, you know, reoccurring revenue from insurance, maybe from wealth, maybe from GI. If you are thinking that's going to be your big goal, but you still are struggling to find where your leads are, you are miles away. And then all that happens is you end up losing. You end up being the person who gets left out. And I see it a lot. I see it happen a lot. And so I think if you don't do that, instead you focus on being really aggressive and being really aggressive in your day-to-day tasks, your weekly tasks, your monthly tasks, and your quarterly tasks. And then, and only then, do you look and you set a very small goal as the dream. I just want to be able to provide for my family. Brilliant. You will be able to do that 10 times more. I said this about my mortgage. I'd like to be able to pay my mortgage off by the time I was 40, to be honest. I said it. That was my thing. I did it actually in 3.5 years. So I want to pay it off in my time I'm 40, but I did it in 3.5 years. Because of the actions I was taking were just exponentially larger than the, my mortgage is an offset, so did pay off, didn't pay off, it's that thing, you guys will get it. So it's exponentially larger than the actual goal. So I just bypassed it hugely. And at this point then, I'm then just very happy, very comfortable, but also I don't take my foot off the gas, I continue to pursue, but the goal is still achievable. And I think that what that does is it builds confidence. It allows us to, because confidence is being able to have that feedback and proof that you've achieved those things before. That, to me, the confidence is where the value comes in, not the big lofty goals and sitting there and manifesting it all to life. I don't think that's relevant personally. Anyway, that's how I set goals. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you want to check out my free marketing blueprint, which I always talk about, you can check it. Link is in the show notes or description, wherever you're watching this or listening to it. Cheers. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.